Hi, I'm Clay Smith, host of Fully Booked by Kirkus Reviews, the podcast for book lovers interested in interviews with best-selling authors, insider scoop on the hottest releases, reading ideas for book clubs and bibliophiles, and even tips about which books to skip altogether. So be sure to download new episodes of Fully Booked by Kirkus Reviews every Tuesday. You can get it on the Podcast One app, or you can subscribe on iTunes, and don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Thanks for tuning into the show. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for sharing, everybody. I'm on Spike tonight at 11 o'clock, me and Jen Elfman. Enjoy that show.
Oh, it's going to suck without me and my wife on there.
Everyone loved that little vignette, Drew. Lots of laughs.
They liked the toilet seat, to be fair.
I liked a lot of it, yeah. I'd say, but lots of good laughs about
it. I didn't know the part. I didn't see you guys film the part where my son plays the whorehouse music. That was very funny.
I don't know. You know, certain parts of comedy are sort of intellectually funny, and then some are sort of rhythmic in the way he was playing the whorehound.
Well, and it was cut right to him perfectly. You know?
Yeah, very funny. Yeah. Gary's got a question about...
I wasn't there, but after you taped that episode, Jenna Elfman was tweeting a lot, tagging you and...
Me?
Adam. Him. And Steve Martin. Is there any reason... Is that some kind... Will that be revealed when I watch tonight, or...?
I don't think so. But I'm not sure. Maybe she knows Steve Martin. I've never met Steve Martin, and I'm not smart enough to see. She wrote a lot of nice stuff, but I'm not shrewd enough to even know that, you know, like somebody was calling me a hypocrite. And
because you have said some things about her. Have you come around now?
No, not about her. Oh. Don't be a douche.
Sorry.
No, I've never said anything about her. I've said things about Scientology.
Oh, is she a Scientologist?
Oh, Jesus, Drew. This is tough. It's really difficult.
But I know. But here...
my point is this. I'm not good enough to figure out the hashtags and the who else is looped in on it most of the time. So yeah. I never... So somebody said, like, what they say about me, hashtag asshat or
astard.
Something? Astard. I didn't even know it's hashtag astard until somebody, Gary later, explained that they did the hashtag astard.
On the show, during the show they did?
No. I'm jumping around subjects here. It was me giving like my opinion on Trump, or the guy got dragged off the airplane, or whatever my opinion was. He was not enjoying my opinion on Spicer, or whatever it was.
I see.
I think that's...
You're an astard.
I am, evidently.
You're not commenting on astards.
No. No. But
I think a fucktard runs off the tongue a little better.
I like that.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, Drew, what's going on with you?
So, I got a couple of things. So, the Spike thing went well. Yeah? That was all right?
The Spike thing?
Yeah, that worked out. The Frenchman wasn't very prominent. I thought some of that was very funny.
I agree. You go around and film for 3 hours. Yeah. I whack it down to 3 minutes. And at a certain point, I just run out of hours in the day in terms of going over and going through and navigating.
You just give up.
Well, I have this sort of thing, which is the bit was strong. I don't know. I make my notes on it, but there's a big difference between making my notes on what they're giving me and going, give me everything you have with the French tile setter. I want to go through it all.
Yeah.
That's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
And since this version is a good solid 8.5 or 9 anyway, I don't know what I'm missing over that, but considering my schedule, we'll just move forward.
Leave it on. Yeah,
if something is hurting or missing, or just sort of a 4.5 or 5, now we got to go back and show me everything.
Totally get it. Although what you started with, the tile and the door jam, goes on to this day.
Oh, what happened?
Remember, you was too flush with the door jam, and you didn't like the wood in the door jam. Well, you got Mrs. Pinsky spinning.
Really?
Oh yeah.
She
agreed wholeheartedly with you, and it still goes on. How we're going to solve those problems.
Well, are you going to put casing around the door jam?
I'm imagining that's what she's going to do. Okay. I don't know. I don't know enough to know. I just stay
everyone
out of it.
Just needs to know that in carpentry, when two sort of surfaces come together, it makes for a bad seam.
Unrelated surfaces, or like a wood and a tile? Like,
I'll give you. It's always this. I mean, I always kind of tell people this. You put in your door jamb.
Yeah.
And now it's time to put the casing around the door. You never put the casing flush with the door jamb. You slide it back. Heavy would be a quarter inch. Weak would be an eighth, about 3/16. Just like a healthy eighth or weak quarter. You slide it back.
And you pointed that out during the
walkthrough. Right, because if you put it flush, it just makes for a bad seam.
Yeah.
It'll make a bad crack.
Yeah.
And you could caulk that crack with your finger or whatever. It'll come back. It'll just peek through.
Mm.
Versus creating a step and a detail.
Yeah.
You get to create more detail.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the rule of thumb. So when I was seeing your jam sort of just flush up with the tile and maybe grout right up to the jam, I was picturing kind of a bad joint.
Yeah.
So now if you're going over it with casing.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Right. So right. I'm hoping that's what they're going to do. She's actually taking issue with the tile and how they put the tile in. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And the other thing.
That's why I got out of the business.
I noticed.
Your wife and all of her ilk.
Because you're not dealing with anybody else, are you, when you're doing construction?
No. Every once in a while, I'd say
man.
That.
You have a gay man once in a while.
Yeah. And the broken shell of a husband where I'd go, your wife said put down the quarter round, but I think she meant base shoe. It's much better. You wait till Susan gets home. Like, oh, I'm going to go get it now. No, don't do anything. Oh, don't tell her I said it was okay. I mean, if she finds out, I mean, don't. Let's both just sit here. Can we just hug? Can we just spoon until she comes home? I don't want to get into trouble. I don't want anything. I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't want any trouble. Like,
I just throw my hands up and come out. I'm out.
Yeah, guys scared to death.
Yeah. Yeah. So well, she literally knows a lot more than I do. And I really don't know what the hell I'm doing, as you well know.
Well, all she has to know is something, and she knows a lot more.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out how much time it would take me if I were going to do the screw Adam contest.
Mm-hmm.
If you needed somebody on the bottom on the show, I would easily command that.
Well, I'm trying to think now how fast I could do it, because ultimately I'm going to have to attempt to best Trace Atkins or whoever's at the top of the leaderboard. And
you have
to get
your finger cut off first. You have to do a little bit of handicap.
The reality with me is I'm not, I handle tools. For me, it's a thought process that I have the advantage over everyone because I know how everything is done and I've done everything. But it's not really about how many screws can you sink in a log and 10 minutes. It's more like I see visually everything. I just see it in 3D in my head. When we're talking about whatever it is we're talking about, I see it. I've laid it out. I know exactly what everything is, which is you see it like a doctor, I guess, or a surgeon. Just see, when I talk to guys and they're going like, we could open up the kitchen wall, but it's not just about putting a header. We got to get down an underpinning and we got to dowel in the existing footing and pour a pad or whatever. I see every single thing they're talking. I see exactly what they're saying.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So the other my last little question was before I talk about stamps is I noticed people greet you with "Get It On." Is that code for this show, or did you "Get It On" ACS too?
ACS, everything.
Everything. It's all "Get It On." Okay.
It's all "Get It On."
Man. And "Get It On" with stamps.com. Convenient, easy, reliable. Use it here for everything. Buy and ship official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail from your own computer and printer. They will even send you that digital scale so you can automatically calculate the precise postage for any given package, any given letter. No more guessing, no more running to the post office. In fact, no more post office, because anything you can do at the post office, you can do with stamps.com plus more. And right now, you can enjoy stamps.com with a special 4-week trial plus postage and the digital scale. That's right, without long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in ADS, that's for Adam and Drew Show, and you can have access to that special 4-week trial, postage, digital scale, no long-term commitment. Top of the homepage, ADS, that is stamps.com. Enter ADS, stamps.com, and you should never go to the post office again. Why would you?
Ryan's got a question I've never really gotten into.
Yeah.
31, Cincinnati. Ryan?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Dr. Drew. Nice to talk to both of you.
Good to speak to you, man.
So I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I've been listening to you guys for over 20 years, and one thing that always kind of gets me is I hear guys call in and talk about problems they've gotten into in their relationships, whether it's physical cheating or maybe even just emotional cheating, and it all seems to stem from, or many of them seem to stem from, people not having good boundaries with people that aren't their spouses, mm-hmm. like guys who get in trouble because they, you know, married guys who are texting women who aren't their wife or making plans mm-hmm. to hang out with them, mm-hmm. and I don't understand it. I for myself, as a married guy, I don't really have the desire to have those kinds of relationships with women who aren't my wife, and I guess I just found the reaction to what Mike Pence said kind of curious, because, you know, he's preserving boundaries in his marriage, which should be a good thing.
This was Who Gives a Shit number 247 from 2.5 weeks ago. Of, Mike Pence says he won't have dinner with a woman, I suppose, because he doesn't believe that you're equal to him. Oh. You know, like, you know, just whatever CNN's yapping about today, about nothing. Just I remember this was a little something for like 3.5 days, about 2.5 weeks ago. And it, again, I have this ledger, which is, you know, there's 6 things that I worry about. And then there's the 500,000 things that all the assholes try to get me to worry about. But I refuse to worry about it because I don't give a shit about Mike Pence. Yeah. It doesn't say anything to me about what he thinks of women or how do you what's going to happen if he has to go into the war room with a woman and we're in DEFCON 5 and he's forced to he's going to leave the door open for a nuclear blast. You know, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, who cares? And listen,
you know, we've lost.
Crazy media, please pick your battles. Please pick your battles.
And if, by the way, if you do, apologize when you get them way wrong, too. That never happens.
That never happens. But I just mean, Mike Pence seems to be a straightforward dude who has a code that's probably a little different than mine or most the footloose and fancy free codes out here. He's probably religious. He probably bases a lot of his life on things that I don't base my life on. I still, as an atheist, I still think it's a pretty good policy in terms of, especially when you're in public office or in any position of prominence, to just sort of make that your policy. Because in this day and age of he said and she said, God knows, people's careers have been destroyed over almost nothing. And again, the media doesn't wait to sort things out.
Well, the thing we've lost, I realized today, what was it? Oh, I forget what the story was. Oh, I can't remember. It'll come to me in a second. But we've lost the ability to go, oh, I know. It was Spicer talking about Hitler and stuff.
Yeah.
And when somebody comes back around with all that stuff, you should go, you know what I mean? You know what I meant. I'm sorry, I misspoke, but you know what I mean. We're not allowed to do that anymore. It's weird.
Well,
you can't go, I'm sorry, you know what I meant. It's like, oh no, you saw. It's like, yeah. But you know what I meant.
If you look at that tape, it wasn't, he did it during the same press conference. He said, that's what I meant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Said it that day. Why can't we
grant people that? It's such a scary world when everything that you utter has to be to the letter, literally taken, no matter what it is. If I say, Adam, go fuck yourself, and you don't fuck yourself.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's like, he's.
I know. Look, all it does is create a major tune out factor for me because, you know, I hear about him. You know, Spicer denies that he's a Holocaust denier, and it's like, really? Let me hear what he said. It's like, oh, nothing. Oh, perfect.
But the other thing, though, this is something you and I have talked about over the years, and Ryan, thanks for bringing this up, which is, you know, maybe Mr. Pence is a passionate, passionate man, and I have always told you, you cannot let the train leave the station. You know what I mean? Because that's when the trouble starts.
You don't go to strip clubs for that reason.
That's right.
The deal with Pence is I don't have this policy, although as I think about it, I do not go out to dinner with women other than my wife at all, as far as I know, unless right. it's a couples kind of thing.
Or a meeting or something. Or
just... Yeah, I don't even know. I'm trying to think of the last dinner. You know, me and Sharon Levy when she was running Spike, you know, to talk about the show or whatever, or drinks, whatever. I don't have a policy. On the other hand...
As policies go...
Well, it's my look. It's you know what it is? It's the Tim Tebow ization of this country we're in, which is everyone likes to jump on Tim Tebow and make fun of it.
Write that word down, Gary.
Yeah, we like to do the
Tim Tebowization.
Yeah, we do a thing where it's like, oh, look at this guy. Oh, he says he's a virgin. He's going to Honduras again. Oh, he says he wants to adopt someone from every nation or every continent. Please spare us. Please spare us this. Oh, look at him praying again. Probably loves his parents. Probably loves his country. Probably done a ton of missionary work and horrible. Yes, good, fine, good. He's better than I am. I'm an atheist. And I wish more people were like Tim Tebow. And I'm a married guy, and I wish more guys were like Mike Pence. So how about it? And is Mike Pence the problem? Is Tim Tebow the problem? Sean Spencer, is he the problem?
Spicer,
sorry. Yep. Is he the problem? Another guy named Spencer didn't do anything wrong either. But, yeah, Spicer, is he the problem, or is ISIS the problem? And deadbeat dads. And doctors who give out prescriptions for sexual payment.
Are you like that guy?
I'm saying who? We have real problems.
Yeah.
We don't.
By the way, join the World Poker Tour after that.
Yes.
Once he got his license taken away.
We don't need to focus on Spicer or Tebow or Pence. They're fine. They pay their taxes.
But it is that whole issue of. Not getting, don't go to the railroad station if you don't expect the train to, you know, don't get on that train. Don't go near the train.
For some people, and not for others.
But I guess it depends what the train is, you know what I mean? For Mr. Pence, it's dinner.
Yeah, but either way.
For some people, it's a lap dance.
Whatever it is, this is his policy. Let's not turn it into something that it's not. His policy.
Speaking of policy, my policy is to tell you about Cabbage.
Mm.
If you're wondering how to get funding for small business, Cabbage. Everyone's complaining about banks not lending. Will this help small business owners get flexible funding now, right away? No headaches, none of the headaches, at least of a traditional loan. And you apply online or even from your phone. There's no waiting in line, no scanning of documents, no tracking down financial statements. Only pay for the funds you actually use. So it's like kind of line of credit. He's supported the Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, has supported 100,000 plus small businesses with over $2.9 billion in funding. To find out more, visit cabbage.com/Drew, Cabbage, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.com/Drew. No cost to apply. And as an Adam and Drew listener, you qualify for funding. If you qualify for funding, or when you do, you'll qualify. You'll get a $100 Visa gift card if you just sign in at cabbage.com/Drew. Again, that is Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.com/Drew.
All right, let's see. Let me just go down the line here and talk to Patrick, 42, Hoboken. Yeah, what's going on, Patrick?
Hey, what's up, Ace Man? Long-time listener.
Thanks.
Going back way to the Loveline days.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm 42, and I used to play sports a lot, about 15 years, and got out of it, had a couple babies, but watch them all day. So I went to the doctor the other day, and he dropped a digit on me for the first time, which is not fun at all, but... He measured my pulse, which was 84, and I'm sure I used to be in the mid-60s without worrying that much about it. So I'm just wondering if maybe Dr. Drew has any comment, whether that's like something I should be worried about, and just for ego purposes, what can I do as somebody with kind of gym-constrained time to sort that out?
Why would you want to change your pulse from specifically normal, categorically normal pulse?
That long-distance runner pulse? Or what's
why would you want that? You read the data today on all the heart problems happening in the marathon. Every time a marathon goes to town, people drop dead and there's the cardiac units are full. Is that where you want to put yourself? I mean, 84 is exactly normal.
Well, that is what the doctor said, and I don't go telling doctors that they've said the wrong thing. I guess I mean to say that as for many years I was kind of mid-60s.
Patrick, you're 42 years old. This is, you want to be normal at 42. Now, if you want to worry about your medical health, go get genetic screening at color.com. Get a colonoscopy if you want. Get up on a treadmill and make sure the coronaries are clean. Stop drinking, stop smoking. But worrying about your pulse is a fool's errand.
All right. Well, there you go. Let's keep rolling along here. Here's an interesting one. Drew has a question from Drew from Sam 44 Seattle. Sam.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
So, Adam, you always talk about your loser friends from high school and that you grew up with. But I'm wondering, Dr. Drew, if you have any loser friends like that you can make object lessons out of. I mean, I know North Hollywood is a little bit different than Little Lord Fauntleroy School for albino hemophiliacs.
Yeah.
But were they all successes from there?
Were they all successes?
I mean,
I'm just thinking, they all sort of are not people I can make fun of. But I had lots of friends outside of there because to keep my sanity. I hung out with people in Covina, which now everyone knows Covina because of the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend musical show that she went to Covina. Yeah, that's where that show is located.
Covina. Oh, I didn't know that.
And I had friends down in Orange County. And I'm trying to think amongst, I know there's screwballs in that, but then nobody I've been still in contact with, though, that could really substantiate. And everyone I know that really is messed up has some mental health stuff going on. So I don't want to blame them for that.
I had an interesting breakthrough with on the set with Ray the other day.
What?
Well, not a good breakthrough,
no.
but an interesting thing. And I told him to talk to my dad about it.
Of course.
I don't think he will. My dad's the dispensing advice. I like to study life and people and reactions and things like that. And it's why I'm very much into actions and not mistakes. It's back to my Spicer things. I don't care if a guy makes a mistake. I really don't. I care about what his intent is, what his actions
are. And now that if he actually makes a mistake, that's how you learn.
Yeah. So I've realized that Ray, who's always been super combative about everything, just arguing about everything, he's more than happy to jump in and disagree with something before you even get to the end of it or tell you're wrong about stupid stuff. Like it's really bizarre the lengths that he will go to disagree, correct, call you wrong, say he's got to, it's just a,
to be fair, call you wrong. I'm not sure he does that with everybody.
I don't know that he does it with everybody, but it's not served him well. And he'll do this kind of weird stuff where I'll go like, this tubing we're using, it's like a, what is it? Like a variable conduit. Is it? And he'll go, it's EMT. And I'll go, it's not EMT. No, it can't be EMT because we're bending it. Is it ABS or PVC? It's like EMT. And I'll go, look, EMT is electrometallic tubing. It's metal tubing for when you go into Costco and you look up, you see all the tubing with all the wires
metal
running.
Tubing, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a word metal in it. We're bending it. Well, it's like EMT. It's conduit, but it's not. And it's like, listen, right. I just said it was conduit. I said it was conduit. Now, is it ABS or is it PVC? It's not EMT. That's metal, you know, and this is plastic. So I don't know which plastic is. It's variable conduit. I don't know. It's like you go round and round and round and it's just, he jumps in. He's just an idiot. Like he just doesn't shut up. Like he has no, Gary, does Ray have any qualms about jumping in about
not.
Stuff he does, knows nothing about?
No.
Constantly,
he seems to delight in it.
Yeah, but then you end up distilling it down, and he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Like, absolutely.
All right, all the time, all day, every day, and I tell him all the time, just shut up and knock it off. Like, just wait until I'm done talking, and then we can do whatever.
Stop. What was the breakthrough?
Well, it was interesting. So, I just sort of look at everyone, and I kind of go, What did they hear? What was in it for them? How did they make this mistake? And like I said, there's mistakes. But then there are things that are manufactured, and that's a process.
The style.
Yeah, although style's kind of positive.
Yeah, but yeah.
We were on the set the other day, and he was relating some story to me about somebody, God, I wrote down the name, but I can't remember what it was, Sean or Rick or something like that. But the point is this. He said, this guy, Rick, wrote a note, put on his car and blah, 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 and gave him the wrong phone number after he backed up into him, ruined his car. Mm. Right. So I said, where's my camera? This is during rehearsals. I just said, hey, Rick, if you're watching, we're coming gunning for you. You hear me, Rick? And then we finished and he said, like Ray paused and went, his name was Rick. And I said, didn't I say Rick? And he said, no, you didn't. He didn't say Rick. He used, whatever. He said Dick or like another name or whatever. And I said, really? I thought I said Rick. And then I looked at everyone who was standing by the camera, the cameraman and the floor producer and everything. And I said, what'd I say? And they said, no, you said Rick. And I looked at Ray and I said, you're standing right next to me. Why? And then I realized, even when I say
the right thing,
you gave me the name. Mm-hmm. I repeated the name. The other five people in the room heard the name clearly, and all of them are standing further away. You're standing a foot away from me. They're standing 14 feet away from me. Everyone heard it. Why, when I was done, did you stop and go, you got the wrong name? And don't, and by the way, people can say, well, maybe he thought you said, or he heard, but let's examine that. How did he hear something that didn't exist? See, I'm very interested in this part of life.
He heard your voice, and that was enough to have him go, no.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You heard me talk, and you said no.
Yeah.
You didn't hear Dick because no one else heard it.
Yeah.
Everyone else, who didn't have an agenda, heard it. You didn't hear it, and not because something else was said, or not because there's something sonically going on, but there's something wrong with your process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you've converted this. And if you'd like to get at the truth in life, everybody, look for those little moments where people physically create something that didn't actually happen.
They sort of show themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. And what happened?
If you're alone, they go, oh, no, you said Dick. Oh, that's why. Because the person that has the veto, who has the upper hand, is the person who's standing next to you when you're reading the cue card or yelling in the camera, in which case, if I stood next to you and tapped you on the shoulder and go, let's do that again. You didn't say yeah. Rick.
By the way, we both do a lot of talking on microphones. I will frequently, my mouth will get away from me. I'll go, what did I say? You know what I mean? And well, I'm unprepared to accept right away.
If the guy wrote The Hammer and Road Hard, Kevin Hench is standing next to you and goes, we got to do that again. You said Dick. You go, sorry.
Yeah.
Let's go again.
And so it's not us. I mean, we constantly are being like.
Right. You know. But when Ray says it, you have to stop now.
Yeah.
Because that's all he does is argue about everything and manufacture stuff. And then you stop and then you go, pretty sure I said Rick. But secondly, let's talk to the five other people in this room. Because see, when we're alone, this works like a charm. Because you get to just go, that's what I heard you say. And you get to go, I don't think I said that. And you go, well, you don't think you did, but you did because I'm just standing here. But now there's five other people that just explain it to you. And now we get a little insight. But then my next question is always this. You're going to turn 54 years of age in 5 weeks. How has this been serving you? You live in an apartment and your truck is worth $2,100. There's actually more damage to your truck than it is worth. How is this serving you? And if it's not serving you...
Change. Change course.
Perhaps. Let's change. Hmm? And I say that to everyone on almost every subject. How is it serving? If it's not serving you, let's look for an alternative path.
Yeah. I've just been thinking about that lately. And, I'm going to give a talk in New Jersey about replacement therapies and stuff. And I'm realizing that doctors are giving people an awful lot of medication that make them difficult for them to change, if not impossible.
Right.
And it's
starting to bother me. I wish he could say he was on some of that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you should get on. Blinds galore.
Oh, we're in. All that stuff you walk through, by the way, we're using blinds galore for all those windows.
Shrewd, dude.
Yep.
Well, whether you're doing Drew's house or my offices or whatever it is, it's blinds galore. It's high quality, 100% custom-built window treatments made to your exact measurements. They'll look like they belong in your home because they will belong in your home because they don't go off the rack. They make them for you, for the window, for the room, for everything.
And they send you a kit that really helps you sort of establish what you want exactly. It's very, very effective. It's very good.
Yeah. And even though Drew won't be doing it himself.
No, my wife's doing the whole thing. I just saw it sitting there. I was like, wow, this is really, I could probably do this if I had to. But thank God she's doing it.
You could pick out a stupid swatch, Drew. No, what I'm saying is,
I'm colorblind.
Are you?
Yeah.
You could hang these things yourself.
Yes.
You just put the brackets in and snap it into place. It's very easy.
I'm good with a screwdriver.
Drew's not going to do it.
Screwdriver and brackets. But I won't. I won't do it. No,
blinds galore. Makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted for your home. So go check them out online at blindsgalore.com. Let them know I sent you. We love these guys.
Yeah.
That's blindsgalore.com. All right. The Spike Show tonight, 11 o'clock. Say hi to Lynette at Corolla Drinks. She's heading over to Hooters on Thursday out in Costa Mesa. And then April 27th at Hooters in Long Beach. That'll be at 9 o'clock. Corolla Drinks, where you go. And is this Thursday?
It's this Thursday,
that's
followed
right.
by the next Thursday.
I gleaned that from the way it was up on the board. Very nice. All right. And me and Dennis Prager, there's a guy with a lot of wisdom. You can enjoy that. I agree with me. New t-shirts out. Go to amcroll.com, whatever you need. Drew.
Go to drew.com. The Ice House thing will be down this week, right, Gary? So probably be a call show up.
Probably.
But you can still see. Yeah, I still suggest you go see my Catherine. The Ice House show will be up as well. Drew.com, we got all those great webs, all those podcasts. We got the Weekly Infusion, me and Spaz. We got the This Life with me and Bob Forrest. And then Dr. Drew podcast that Gary helped me out with.
So, until next time. Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.